In this box, I have a suspiciously cheap RTX 3060 that I bought off of AliExpress. And as is the case with everything off of AliExpress lately, it took a weirdly long time to ship. I think it took over a month to come, even though I paid extra for FedEx shipping. Now, this RTX 3060 cost the equivalent of $240. And apparently it's new, it says so in the title of the listing. The price isn't the only dodgy thing about the listing. I'm looking at you, 6 gigs of video memory. But it's almost $140 less than the cheapest RTX 3060 you can buy in the US at the moment. So I'm expecting at least DEFCON 3 level shenanigans. Oh, this FedEx packaging, I think, is paper. That's a first. Usually it's covered in enough plastic to strangle at least 3 harbor seals, so that's cool. Although they do lose some of the points for blatantly lying on the bag. It did not come in an extremely urgent manner. Not even almost. Oh, never mind, there's all the plastic. Although it is good to see that Box Tape Man still has a job. You can see they did an immaculately even job. Very nice. Yeah, this just keeps looking more and more like something they had to smuggle inside the FedEx llama. Maybe that's why it took so long. Give it a look. Okay, that is a graphics card. Oh, would you look at that? It actually seems to have a mobile RTX 3060 die in it. That is very, very interesting. Wait, does it say anything about that on the listing? Let me quickly have a look. It in fact does not specify it's a mobile 3060, and I feel like them stapling a laptop die to a desktop PCB is an important thing to clarify. But that explains the 6 gigs of video memory, and it's potentially priced appropriately. That's if and how this cobbled together abomination works. Either way, it is a fascinating specimen. Let's have a closer look physically at the card.